We're going to interrupt our regular programming to go live to the holy city of Mashhad here in Iran as a leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, addresses crowds in the nation on the occasion of Nowruz, the Persian New Year. Take a listen to what he's saying.
There were 72% of the, that was the 72% of the voter turnout in the election. This figure, when it comes to elections across the world, this stands very high, and it outstands other turnouts elsewhere in the world, and also among the elections held since the very beginning of the Islamic Revolution. This has been one of the highest numbers. What does that mean? Well, this high voter turnout and people's participation in the vote means that religious democracy has been institutionalized in the nation. It means that the establishment of the Islamic Republic has managed to institutionalize religious democracy in the country. This is a great thing. It should not be neglected. The country, on the course of centuries, there have been dictators ruling over this country. And then through the people's participation in the vote, after a lapse of 35 years since the early fervent moves of the early days of the Islamic Revolution, after 35 years, when it comes to election time, 72% of the electorate take part in the vote. This should be appreciated. So I'm addressing the youth and all those elements, think tanks and thinkers across the nation. This is a great blessing that should be appreciated. You should not be ungrateful. 5 years ago, a number of people were ungrateful regarding this great blessing. And at times we also hear that the election has sometimes been unhealthy. It's called unhealthy election. That's an echo and repeat of the words of the enemy. This is also being ungrateful. So democracy in the country has turned into a routine thing. So across the nation, in villages, rural and urban areas, the people feel committed to attend the polling stations. They go to the ballot boxes. 72% of the people of the electorate cast their ballots. This is an important thing. This figure is among high numbers in the world. So that's one point worth mentioning. Now, another point, if respected brothers and sisters pay attention to, is regarding the rally of the 22nd of Bahman. That should be February 11th. This year, all those who were watching this demonstration closely, they're those individuals who calculate the crowds by means of special cameras and different paraphernalia. They try to estimate the number of the people who take part. Now, all those who are doing such operations, they reported to us that the number of the ralliers, both in the Tehran demonstration and in other major cities, the number exceeded that of the previous years. So there is this point that I just want to make if you pay attention. So the number of ralliers in the 22nd of Bahman demonstration was both higher, and they were also more excited. I mean, the people's slogans, they were rich in content and fervor. And what's the reason for this? Now, analysts who embark on analyzing various issues have come to this understanding, which we also believe is true, that the reason is that this year there were factors instrumental in dictatorial and arrogant regimes. They used the rhetoric and language that was less courteous and more aggressive regarding the Iranian people, because negotiations had taken place regarding nuclear issues. So American politicians commented, they made their comments, that it's evident that the Iranian people have changed their mind, that they're dispensing with their principles. So, given the circumstances, the tone of the words they used against the Iranian people were discourteous and actually insulting. So the people heard all this, they got to know about these comments. So when the enemy showed its true color, or showed an image that's closer to its real nature, so the people got a bigger incentive and a better reason to take part. As people saw and realized that Americans are being impolite, and they say that the people have separated themselves from the establishment, they have distance from the establishment. So the people wanted to show in the 22nd of Bahman rally that when it comes to the Islamic establishment and the Islamic Republic of Iran and the banner of Islam that's been raised, they have all their heart to it. Well, this is demonstrative of the sensitivity on the part of our people and their zeal and fervor in the face of enmity and treacherous acts of the foes of the Islam Republic and Iran. So this is the point that I wanted to make clear regarding the 22nd of Bahman demonstrations. Now, as for what's related to this year, I have made some notes here. I want to make certain points. So I'll try to make these points in a concise way in the chance that we have today, Friday. So we have to finish before the Friday prayers are held. So I'll try to make this use of this limited time and make these points. And if there are any points that are not mentioned, then hopefully they will be reflected and echoed by thinkers and those wise individuals who understand that about the true policies and approaches of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they know what's happening on the ground. Hopefully, those points will be clarified and highlighted for the public opinion later on. So the points I want to make today, briefly, in one statement, is the fact that the people of Iran need to strengthen themselves. So that's the point I want to make. This is a word about national might and power. So I should tell our respected people that if a nation is not strong, if a nation is weak, then they will be oppressed a person will be made against that nation. If a nation is not strong, then the bullying powers of the world will blackmail them. If they can, they will also insult that nation. If they are able, they will also step on those peoples and their rights. So this is the nature of the world that is run by materialistic ideology. So anybody who feels powerful So they will be act like a bullying power against those people, whether it's a nation or individuals. They will simply act like a bully. So there's a famous poet that says that death is a natural thing for a weak person. That's what the poetry says. So the strong person becomes weak and then dies. So they said that there's this they placed chicken before a person who was not a herbivore and who was not carnivore, did not feed on flesh and red meat. And then they told the person, this is the poetry that he's reciting, that which means if you could defend yourself, if you felt enough power within yourself, then I wouldn't have dared, they wouldn't have dared behead you like this. This is what they told the chicken. Well, I don't recognize that poet or the person who's been quoted to have said this, but I do agree that in the world where, which is run and governed by materialistic ideology, so death is a natural thing for the weak. I recognize that. So if a nation does not rely on itself, does not get to know about itself, and does not strengthen itself, so other nations will make oppressions against them. So there are some nations who are far away from being strong and powerful. They have not much hope of creating that power that could enable them to confront the bullying powers of the world. But that's not true about our nation. We have lots of potentialities to become stronger. We have great capacities and potential to move that way. So our people have already moved on the course toward national power and dignity. So the roadmap, the general roadmap for the year, Iran calendar year 93. This is what I see in these two elements, which I said in the midst of the year. It's economy and culture with national resolve and jihadi style management. So, for a nation to become stronger, it is not only translate into possessing